This morning we're being joined by Star Valley Braves head coach McKay Young, as he has been recently selected to be the Shrine Bowl South coach. Coach, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Dal. Good to be on with you.
First off, let's talk about that a little bit, because you've done that before. You've been the South coach before at the Shrine Bowl. How does that come about? And I'm assuming you get a choice here. What made you want to do it again?
So towards the end of the season, they just have everybody nominate their kids and see which coaches are willing, and there's kind of a vote that happens. And Shriners called me about a month ago and asked me to do it, and talked about it with my wife and some of the other guys I've done it with before, and decided it'd be a good thing to do. Excited to have the opportunity to get to meet kids and coaches from around the state. But for me, definitely the highlight is the opportunity to go to the Shriners Hospital there in Salt Lake. And that's always, I think, the highlight for the boys and for the coaches to see what this game is all about. And especially just, you can't help but become a better person after rubbing shoulders with those kids that are there at the hospital.
Well, and that experience has kind of taken a hit the last few years because of COVID and things like that. So things that you're expecting, maybe a more of a what had become a typical interaction there at the Shriners Hospital this year?
That's my understanding, yeah. Yeah, last year I think they were able to do that. So I think obviously 2020, the game didn't happen. In 2021, they weren't able to go to the hospital. But I think things are back closer to normal. And like I say, I can't imagine the Shrine Bowl without the visit to the hospital.
Let's talk about selecting your team. How does that go about? Because obviously you got to work with finding your coaches first and things like that. But kind of walk us through this process, how it works.
Well, first off, you ask them if you can just take the whole Star Valley team and play the North All-Stars. That's what I've wanted to do both times. But there are restrictions on, you can only have so many kids from one school. They cap it. So as we solidify the staff and get all that done, then I'm sure we'll sit down and look at all the nominations from the coaches around the state and make some hard decisions. It's an experience you wish every boy could be able to experience.
It's also, obviously, there's a lot of guys who kind of start off the list as alternates that end up playing in the game because obviously things happen, and some guys think they're going to play, and then it turns out, you know, hey, you're 18, you want to go out the door, maybe you don't want to play that game anymore. So you have to make those adjustments as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year the North's leading rusher was a Lovell kid, and Coach Nick Crosby said he didn't show up to Casper till I think Wednesday because somebody got sick or hurt or something. So he was an alternate, showed up late. Maybe people thought he was undersized, and then not only did he play, but like I say, he was a leading rusher and had a great day. So yeah, I know when I did it last time, we were shuffling the roster all the way up until we departed for Casper.
One of the things I want to talk about is obviously when you're the coach, you want to maybe lean on a few anchors or staples of your own program. This year is a little different. We've talked about it at least in the Star Valley area quite a bit. But for all of our listeners in Southwest Wyoming, you and your staff completely revamped the Star Valley offense over the last 12 months, and it was a passing offense, more of a passing offense this past year. How do you think that might figure into your Shrine play calling this year? Not to give away too much.
Oh, I don't know. There's too many secrets. The other thing that made me, you know, consider doing the game and ultimately accepting the job was Bighorns coach Kirk McLaughlin. He's doing the North, and Kirk and I have been friends for several years and got all the respect in the world for him and the guys that I know he'll put together. I think it'll be a good environment. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no question the elephant in the room is Colson Kuhn and what he does, what he did for Sheridan all year, and then you expect a little more of the same in June in the Shrine Bowl. So I guess we'll have to sit down and figure out, you know, you figure you probably have a healthy Luke Talich again in that game, and they'll be surrounded by, you know, Natrona's best and Gillette's best and the rest of the guys from all over the North. So I think the game just naturally is more conducive to slinging the ball around. So I imagine we'll do more of that, but I guess we'll see what kind of guys we can get to commit to showing up in June.
Yeah, I guess that's always the big question as well. You talk about the Shriners Hospital and that visit. This game has raised, I think, almost $500,000 over its the course of its existence and donated to that hospital. Talk about that. You talked about the impact that has and kind of the highlight. What are some things that you feel like the kids come away with after that visit to the Shriners Hospital?
Yeah, I mean, I think the very first Shrine game, Coach Ballard Johnson played in it, and this is the 50th anniversary. And that's another reason why I wanted to say yes. That's pretty cool that this is game number 50.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to Ballard Johnson's senior year, and I guess 72 or 73. So, yeah, I mean, I think obviously the money that's raised for those kids is the point of the game, and that's why we play it. But I'm telling you that the impact that it has on young men to be able to rub shoulders with those kids. I think of one kid in particular when I did it in 2018, just had a major impact, I think, not only on myself, but on the boys that were there, and made us grateful for what we have and made us inspired by their resiliency and their sense of humor and, you know, the optimism that they approach life with. So,
Coach, kind of tell us some of your you talk about this all the time about maybe it seems like the more successful coaches, they are building people rather than just coaching football. And it seems like you are able to strike that balance and other coaches are as well. Talk to us about that and how being the football coach isn't just like from an August to November kind of thing anymore. Or not that it ever was necessarily.
No, I mean, that's the only value that there is in this game at this level, I think. We're not sending a bunch of kids to the NFL. It's not going to become their profession. But there's lessons that you can teach on a field that you simply can't teach in a classroom. I think back to my own education experience, the education I received, whether it was on the court or the field or the track, on the mat, I mean, those are life lessons. And for me, that's the value, and that's why I do it. And I'm lucky enough to do it with several guys, 10 or 12 guys here at the high school, plus another 8 down at the middle school that have that same vision and had that same experience as a young man. But that's the point of this game. And certainly it's fun if you get to hang a banner up in the gym, or you get to order rings and you get to, you know, get championship hoodies and all that stuff. That makes it awful fun, but like you say, there's no question it's a 12-month gig, and a lot of times it's a 24-hour-a-day gig, and just hoping these boys will make decisions and avoid mistakes that'll impact the rest of their lives. And that's why I'm grateful. I always tell parents, I think it's a sacred trust for them to allow their boys to spend so much time with us, and we sure hope that we're giving them something of value that goes well beyond the gridiron.
Well, I want to point this out too, Coach. You've already mentioned it once, but with that time commitment and things comes the balance you find at home. And your wife has – you and your wife have found this balance, it seems like. Talk about her and her impact in allowing you to be the football coach as much as you are, because this has been a – It's quite a commitment to do it at the level that you're striving, that you have striven to, is that a word, striven, that you have tried to do it at. Let's talk about her for a minute.
There's a special place in heaven for every coach's wife, Dal, I'll tell you that. You know, when we did the Shrine Bowl 5 years ago, I'm in Casper, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, our house flooded while I'm gone, and I can't just drop everything in Casper and run home. So my wife's at home pulling up carpet and dealing with a flooded basement. And like I say, there's a lot of times I tell the boys on the team, I spend more time with you guys than I do with my own kids. And, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. I mean, there's benefits and disadvantages to those decisions, but my dear wife and my assistant coaches, their wives, it's a commitment. You know, one thing that I've always taken strength from and inspiration from, you know, the late coach John Wooden, when they tried to name the basketball court there at UCLA after him, he said, not unless you put my wife's name on it. Cause she's put just as much into these boys and into this as I have. And it doesn't get talked about enough. And I'm glad you bring it up, Dal, the sacrifice and the commitment and the love that these good women have. And in this case, especially my wife, Anna.
Well, they
for
certainly
Starlight football and for this community.
They certainly, they feed a lot of kids, feed a lot of mouths and a lot of, a lot of minds and bodies over the course of a coaching career, for sure. We appreciate all that they do. Coach, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as we let you go back into your Friday?
Just excited to be a Brave, Dal. It's an exciting time. Looking forward to next fall and the boys that are growing up. I don't know. In my experience here, we've never had an undefeated JV, an undefeated sophomore program, and an undefeated freshman program. I think they want a combined, it's about 25-0 between the three teams. So we're excited about next fall. A lot of good new faces that I'm sure the community will grow to know and love. But it's a good time to be a Star Valley Brave.
Coach McKay Young, thank you so much for your time, Coach, and wish you the best of luck this offseason and at home as well. Hopefully no floods today.